All right, we'll try to sing our song this morning. Are you all going to sing with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I feel. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Naught of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Hallelujah. That's our testimony, Lord. It's the great work that you've done. We testify. Even now, Lord God, we would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace. Help us now, Lord God. Oh, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, O God. Help me to humble myself, be willing and obedient. We would hear what the Spirit saith and be doers of the work in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, David, we might have to find some ice cream, man, if you're going to keep volunteering to go to the woodpile. He said, okay. Hallelujah. Where's Terry? Where's Gino? Bring us some ice cream when you come back. All right. Thank you, Lord. Listen to it. If you repent, he will repent. Who is he? God. If you repent, he will repent. God will do justice and judgment. What about us? We repent. Do justice and judgment. Speak the truth to your neighbor. The God of the whole earth will do right. You can always bring your case to Jesus. You should leave it there. That takes away all the anxiety, all the discontent, all the trouble and all the misery. You just say, well, I took my case to Jesus. That's what people do naturally. You know, when they have a situation, they find an advocate. They pay him money, and then they rest easy. Some happen, they say, well, you have to talk to my advocate. So we can do the same. Come on, saint. Much more we than they. No, whatever happened, we say, well, just talk to my advocate. Huh? Glory, glory. I'm going to start in Jeremiah 5. May the Lord speak to our hearts. Repentance. Hallelujah. If we repent, that's grace from God. Repentance. It's the goodness of God. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. If thou continue in his goodness. So we continue in repentance. In so doing, we continue in giving glory to God. Hallelujah. If we give glory to God, we will have to continue in repentance. We'll have to say, you know, God said, repent me that I may man will have to say, God, I'm sorry you made me. See? Hallelujah. If God repents, certainly we should repent. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad place thereof, the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment. I like the word executed judgment. It's the same thing of taking the case and making it right. And God does that with everything. Well, well, we have no place to murmur then, huh? Huh? No sad countenance? Whatever it is, the righteous judge will make a righteous judgment. Is that how y'all see it? Gonna hold you to it. Huh? We don't want any murmuring and complaining. No discontentment. Huh? Want you to be content with such things as you have. Hallelujah. Let there be no covetousness in your conversation. You know, the adversary looks for the disgruntled and the discontent. Yeah, anybody does. If someone's opposing you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know we have one opposing us. So he looked for someone to help him. He said, there's old Kurt, he's disgruntled. I'll employ him. And there's old Edward, he's discontent. Huh? And whatever. You know, contentment is a wonderful thing. If we would just esteem the things of God the way that we should. What is contentment? Well, that's all that a man wants. You mean we can attain to that state no matter what we have? God said so. Now, I guess we want to continue in the carnal mind, huh? We need something to make us content. Not so. Huh? Well, we need something working right within us to be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, we don't want to be content in our wicked ways. Come on. Now, we do not want to be weary in well-doing, but we want to be weary with the evil-doing. See? Now, we don't want to be content with us missing the mark. No, no, no. Striving against God. We want to be content to strive against sin. Seeking the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth. One and the same thing. Since we are truth bearers, truth is in us. God said so. If Christ is in you, the truth is in you. Since the truth is in you, you can walk in the truth. You can do the truth and love the truth. Jesus is the truth. You love the truth? Don't be deceived now. That's how the enemy does. He takes the same thing, put it in a different package. He works the same lie all the time. He just dresses it up a different way. All right? Hallelujah. Know that the truth is the truth is the truth. The word is the truth. All right? And though they say the Lord liveth, he does, surely they swear falsely, which means that they don't say it with their heart. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Absolutely. Thou hast stricken them. How did they respond? They have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them. How did they respond? They refused to receive correction. This is judgment in operation. God say, such and such and such. That's the judgment. We walk in. Well, well. As much as we say we love judgment, what we love is our own selves. We love to get our own way. Praise God. But God will, he will break us. They have refused to receive correction. This is speaking of God's people. It's written for our learning and our admonition. I'm speaking it to you for your edification, for your exhortation. All right? They have refused to return. They have refused to return. They have refused to repent. They have refused to walk in my goodness. Therefore, I said, surely they are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is judgment and righteousness. For judgment I'm coming to the world, that they that see not might see, and they that see might be made blind. All right? Paul said, the righteous judge huh, shall give me a crown, the righteous judge. So it's going to be right if he give me a crown. It'd be right if he give you one. Abraham in his interceding with the Lord. He did intercede. Yeah, many men of God did it. Moses did it. Hallelujah. The prophets did it. Ezra did it. Jeremiah did it. Praise God. Samuel did it. Moses did it. Huh? What a beautiful thing that you can intercede. Hallelujah. But Abraham, when he was interceding, said, shall not the God of the whole earth do right? I think he said it with the right spirit. Because the Lord said, I'm going down there and destroy that wicked Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, perhaps there'll be 50 righteous there. Well, the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous, I won't destroy the city. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they have not known the way of the Lord. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, his way and our way is different. And what we are to do is depart from our way and walk in the ways of the Lord. This is our calling. This is what God has equipped us. He's given us grace to do this and commandment. For they have, thank you, Lord, speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. How about it? But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. They refuse to repent. They refuse to receive correction. Huh? That takes effort on our part. It's not something that just happens. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord. Y'all want to hear the word of the Lord? Thus saith the Lord. He said, Jeremiah, you go stand in the court. Go stand in the court of the Lord's house. Speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house. That's us, huh? We come to worship in the Lord's house. Hallelujah. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. Don't be afraid to say what I tell you. If so be, they will hearken and turn every man from his evil way. So here's the word of the Lord coming again. That I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them. So if you repent, God will repent. You can't get a better deal. However, thank you, Lord, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doing. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if you will not hearken to me to walk in my laws which I have set before you, if you will not, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all nations. Jeremiah 15, then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight. Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. Jeremiah 42. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you up and not pull you down. And I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. What a mighty God. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I'm with you to save you. And to deliver you from his hand. Be not afraid. I will shew mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. You stay here and receive your chastisement and be content. Oh, at the appointed time, I'll deliver you. I'll save you. Don't be over here complaining. Hallelujah. Deliver us, Lord. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger or bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. If ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine, wherever you were afraid, shall follow close after you. And there shall you die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. And none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. This is a righteous judge talk. He has to do it in righteousness. You understand? It's just got to be. Hosea 11, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam, burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I had healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king, because they refused to return. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Well, we exalt thee, O God. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. Ephraim compassed me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Lord. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. These are the things that ye shall do. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. You know how many times this is in there? Just like that. Speak you the truth, every man to his neighbor. Hallelujah. All right. And love no false oath for all these things, for these are things that I hate, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. You began by speaking the truth to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ecclesiastes 12, the preacher man said, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work. So we can get about with our business. Huh? We don't have to have our lip poked out, our countenance fallen. Hallelujah. Don't have to be murmuring and complaining. Or the righteous judge will bring every work into judgment. And every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. How about it? How much time we waste trying to do God's business? How much? Hallelujah. There's things we can judge. Huh? Judge that God is a judge, first of all, that we should obey them that have the rule over us. That we should submit ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Judge that the word of God is true, that it's life and peace. Hallelujah. We did read it, but we want to say it one more time. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. What good instruction. Huh? Easy for us to do, isn't it? Going to hold you to it. Let none of you imagine evil in his heart against his neighbor. Now, let me make sure you know, or let me say, that just because you imagine and you think it's right, it's more than likely evil. So what we do with that is just leave it alone. Don't be determined to make a judgment, and you really don't know what you're talking about. You just think that you do. Hallelujah. And also understand that God is a judge. And he's a righteous judge. He judges all things. Every work. Every secret thing. My, look, we can be at peace then, can't we? Huh? We don't have to be troubled. Huh? He's the God of vengeance. He's going to set everything right. Glory, glory. He's going to make an end of sin and unrighteousness and iniquity. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. You know what's after that? And every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continued. So don't imagine evil in your heart against your neighbor. And it repented the Lord that he had made man. He said, I'm sorry I made him. And it grieved him at his heart. God was grieved because he made man. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Hallelujah. What a testimony, huh? We can attain into the same. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. The earth also was corrupt. Now, I told you what corrupt is. That's when there's no judgment. Huh? That's what corrupt is. Hallelujah. When you go against authority, use authority for your own purpose, your own gain, not for the purpose of the one that gave you the, that's corrupt. No judgment. It's corrupt when you have no judgment. It's corrupt when you don't submit to the authority. It's corrupt. It's corrupt when you take the authority that God has given you and do evil, a purpose to do evil. That's corruption. This is where they were. This is where we are. And the big thing about it is you will hardly convince anybody that is corruption. Okay, so this is how we ought to do it. Let it not be so named among us. Corrupt is corrupt. That's when we misuse authority. It comes from God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. The end of all flesh has come up before me. And so it is. You know that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. We have this stuff, but it's all going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. So as a result, there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sin. Hallelujah. No more sin. God's going to make an end of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Genesis 18, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Here we are. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is grievous. Huh? I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. Hallelujah. So they turned to go, and old Abraham stood there, made his plea. How about that? God was gracious. How about that? Thank you, Lord. But you see how the righteous judge all every disobedience. Here's how it's written. If every disobedience and every transgression received a just recompense of reward, how should we escape? So that means God does right about every disobedience, every transgression. You know, so we are in God's way. And we're exalting ourselves, and we're not giving God glory when we go around to make things right, except by doing justice and judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Understand, the way of the Lord is justice and judgment. And the evil that's done, it comes up before God. Absolutely. That's why he's here. You know, he said, hey, Abraham, I'm here because that wickedness that they came up to me. That's what he told Jonah. Praise the Lord. Let me see if I can find it. Y'all just wait a minute. Don't y'all get ahead of me. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. That's all wickedness. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness. See? And all ungodliness of men that hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So I suppose our wickedness go up before God? I see. Thank you, Brother Tim. Well, Jonah was reluctant. So he said, I'll run from the presence of the Lord. Of course, mission impossible. God found him and, you know, redirected him. Isn't it good when God finds us and redirects us? Huh? And after God had compassion and gave him a little bit instruction, a little chastisement, Jonah said, I'm ready to go now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jonah went down and preached the word of the Lord. And the people of Nineveh believed God. That's righteousness. That's righteousness. And proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least. And this was God's purpose. That's why he sent the prophet down there with the word. Right. If you're hearing the word, it's the same thing. Huh? It's to call you to him and to his righteousness and to his peace. Thank you, Lord. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. How about that? Took his robe off, put his sackcloth on, sat in ashes. I'm impressed. Hallelujah. This is the king. He did it on his own. Now, King Manasseh, they pulled him off, you know. But this king, he got up off of his throne himself. This is a good example of repentance. You know, in other words, mean when we humble ourselves. Huh? When we get low before God. Put on our sackcloth. Hallelujah. Now, sackcloth is not to impress anybody. No. It's a semblance of sorrow and grief, repentance. Put it on. So the people of Nineveh believe God. That's righteousness. Everybody understand that? This is righteousness. He caused it to be, since he was the king, he said, look here, we're going to fast. He had authority. He said, all of us, I'm the king here, man. So we're going to fast. He called a fast. The animal's going to fast. Everybody going to fast. Hallelujah. He said, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth. See my example. And cry mightily. See Christ's example. Hallelujah. Cry mightily unto God. Let them, everyone, turn from his evil way. King is agreeing with God. Say, yeah, we're doing evil. We need to turn. And from the violence that is in their hand. He said, who can tell if God will repent? So they understand that God will do right. He said, who can tell if God will repent? If God will repent. Yeah, and turn away his fierce anger, that we perish not. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways. That means they actually repented. And then God repented. God repented of the evil that he said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. This is God doesn't lie, but this is the case. When he say, y'all, Timothy, you turn from your wicked way, or I'll destroy you. Well, when Timothy turned, he keeps his word. He repents. All right? Isn't that good? And we have these examples of how God repents. How much more us wretched creatures? I mean, the Almighty God repents. Almighty God pleased not himself. You know, in the manifestation of Christ, he pleased not himself. He humbled himself. Huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ did what this king did. Huh? He got off of his throne, came down here in the misery and muck and mire of mankind, put his sackcloth on. Absolutely. Robed in this nasty flesh, tempted him to sin. Absolutely. We're talking about the Holy God. And here we hold back. Oh, I can't give my all to this God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Can we give our all? Well, thank you, Lord. We can. Thank you. Old Sherry's fired up this morning. She said, yes, we can. That's what Obama said. Hallelujah. Come on, Neil. You can look better than that, brother. Y'all put on a happy face in here. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I'm endeavoring to be obedient to God. Don't you all be offended. Don't be offended. I'm always redundant. Praise the Lord. Ezra intercedes. Moses intercede. Samuel intercede. Jesus intercede. Y'all understand he's still the great high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Huh? He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So that tells us that repentance is continuous because the high priest is forever. What do you need a high priest for? Intercede. Sacrifice for your sin. How about that? Oh, thank you, Lord. And at the evening sacrifice, Ezra said, I rose from my heaviness, rent my garment and my mantle. I fell on my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God and said, oh, my God, I'm ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee. This is how the old publican prayed in the temple. It's a good way for us to pray. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings, our priests, been delivered into the kings of the land, to the sword. So we're here because of our own doing. We're not complaining.
Amen.
We're humbling ourselves. We're asking for mercy. Good posture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So your little situation is the same. You're there by your own doing. So repent. Turn unto the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We've been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to the captivity, to the spoil, and to confusion of fates, as it is this day. That's how Daniel said it. Well, that's how it is. In our turning from God, confusion of fates. We can't see clearly. Oh, thank you, Lord, for we were bondmen. Well, let me back up. And now, for a little space, grace hath been shewed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little bit of reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God had not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Ezra goes on, after all this has come upon us for our evil deeds, he holds to it. Oh, we're here not because you're not a good God, it's because we've been bad people. We've been bad children. We've not done right. What an honest confession. How much God is glorified. Yeah, he smiles out and says, look at my children. Hallelujah. Not blaming it on anybody, but taking, you know, the weight upon themselves. After all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hath punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such a deliverance as this. Should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Wouldest not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord, God of Israel, thou art righteous. For we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses. For we cannot stand before thee because of this. Matthew 11, then he began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. God showed forth his mighty works. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel. Repent. Repent. and believe the gospel. Thank you, Lord. Woe to thee, Chorazin, woe to thee, Bethsaida, for mighty works. If the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. Long ago. In sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. So all we that know the Lord have tasted of the Holy Ghost and of the good world to come. Yeah, we should have no problem getting to the repentance. If we don't get to it, there's no other way. That's how it says it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. What the mighty works would have been done in thee had been done in Sidon, it would have remained until this day. That's the Lord's righteous judgment. Hallelujah. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Hallelujah. So as men are waxing worse and worse and evil is increasing, how do they think that man will escape the judgment of God? God's righteous. We have the example of Sodom and Gomorrah. We have the example of Noah and the people in that day. And of course, it's like that now. All right. So what can we expect? Judgment. That's right. Huh? We like judgment, don't we? Hallelujah. Make sure we're on the right side of it. God's going to judge. He's not going to say, oh, there's Terry. I can't bring the judgment now because no, except Terry repent. Thank you, Lord. Go to now, ye rich man. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. The rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped together treasures for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cry of them which have reaped and entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. The cries of them which have reaped. Hallelujah. So, we cry unto the Lord like they did down in Egypt. And, of course, he heard their cry. Hallelujah. He found Moses. Captivated him by a burning bush that was burning and was not consumed. Praise the Lord. Gave him his marching orders. Hallelujah. My people down there, they're crying. I've seen their affliction. I've heard their cry. Hallelujah. Go down and deliver them. So that's what we do when we cry unto God. We put it in his hand. But when we cry unto God and try to go fix it, then we don't put it in his hand. Paul said it like this. He said, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. When you commit it to him, when you hold on to it, absolutely not. Because what will come out of that is you will say, I did it. Yeah, I whacked Terry so hard that he left me alone. Hallelujah. Oh, Terry, you're a good example, man. The Lord loves you. Hallelujah. God pleads the cause of the poor, the widows. Please our cause. Let's make sure that we leave it to him. Don't render evil for evil. Resist not evil. but overcome evil with good. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of judgment, day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Thank you, Lord. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works in charity and service and faith, and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. This was the message to all the churches. You do this well, you do this well. This is good. Nevertheless, this is where you miss. And somehow we don't seem to take it like that. All we want is you do this well, you do this well, you do that. We never want the correction of what we're not doing well. When we get that, we think we're being done wrong. This is how God does it. Oh, we just want to hear how we're doing good. We don't want to hear how we don't do good. Well, since he's righteous, he's going to tell us anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication. And she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins are reached up into heaven. And God remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto double according to her work, in the cup which she had filled to her double. How much more, or how much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Come out of her, my people. Hallelujah. Come out of them cities, my people. Hallelujah. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah, my people. Hallelujah. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, when 1 hour is thy judgment come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come out of her, my people. Come out of them cities, my people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, Praise the Lord. Yeah, if you can. Brother Stair said, like Paul said, you should have hearkened unto me. Hallelujah. But of course, there's no alarm, no stirring. No, absolutely not. And, the righteous judge will do right. Hallelujah. Let it not be so with us. Glory, glory. We've come out at least in part. I mean, we're gathered here, but they came out of Egypt, but in their heart they went back. So this is what we would guard against. You know, saying, I love you, Lord, and then our heart go after covetousness. We should be content with such things as we have. We should be content with such assignment as we have. Y'all know that? Y'all know when I was platoon sergeant, I'd stand in front of the soldiers, about 35, 40 of them, and I'd give them all assignments. Absolutely. I said, wire section, y'all going to clean up the swimming pool today. Hallelujah. Radio section, y'all going on road march today. Huh? Hallelujah. You circuit controllers, you're going to clean up your nasty rooms. See? Of course, they accepted it because I'm the authority. So that's how we should do it. Now, God put these temporal things in front of us just so that, you know, we'll know. God already knows. This is so that we'll know. So that we are without excuse. Huh? We know whether or not we're looking for assignment. Well, what's our reasonable service? Present yourself for assignment. Okay, just understand that. And here's what we also need to understand. The righteous judge will do right. While you're concerned about everybody else, the righteous judge will do right. He's going to judge how you show up and really don't present yourself. You, like the hypocrite, you present yourself, but your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not the things or the object. God's dealing with our hearts and everything. We are distracted when we just look at the object or the means. God's doing everything to save us. And to do that, he have to convince us we really need to be saved. And we have in part, but not fully. We'll have to come to the understanding of our wretchedness. We have to some point, but not fully. It can be measured by how we're willing to give glory to God. Giving glory to ourselves, that just lets us know we don't know we're wretched. What are we going to glory at? All that we have received. And we received it from the God of heaven. Then why shouldn't we give him glory? Hallelujah. You know, men that are in honor, that, yeah, they choose the honor that they want. Absolutely. Now, when I show up, y'all roll out the red carpet for me. Everybody stand up, and men obey. But when God asks for his due, men don't want, and they scream, and they fuss, and they cuss. Now, when this is found in you, the righteous judge is going to judge it. Yes, see, while you're concerned about everybody else, he's going to judge that wicked heart. Here am I, a wretched sinner saved by grace. And I don't want to give my body to do certain things. I don't want to do certain things with certain people. Really, what I want to do is what I want to do. I want to take the easiest way out. Though the Lord gave everything, I want to get everything and give the least. Hallelujah. And if we're faithful in the least, we're faithful in much. God don't require what we don't have. But whatever we have, he requires it. Hallelujah. I was thinking out there in the okra patch. I said, well, I'm going to try to do this unto the Lord, because this I can do. So I can't do the backstroke too well, but maybe if I'm faithful in this, he'll give me some more. Y'all know I think like that? Hallelujah. I said, man, I'd like to have some of that flexibility so I could bend over and that do them front. So I said, well, I better be faithful in this okra. So one day y'all might see me do the backflip. God's able, you know. Y'all don't know that? I talk silly, don't I? You know God's able? Hallelujah. Yeah, I got excited in the tabernacle the other day. Edith said, man, I believe if we had had some pews, you would have walked them. You know, people have done that before. Old, decrepit men. They get up and walk the top of the pew. They walk to the back, they turn around and walk to the front. So, yeah, absolutely. So God can help me do a backflip. But whether he does or not, I'm going to serve him. But this is how I go about doing things. Hallelujah. I'm blessed that I'm able to go do it. Yeah, it's not one of the sought after jobs. So I'm glad to take it. Absolutely. There's people that take the other sought out jobs that are not sought out. Oh, yeah. When they clean out the pit, there's not people saying, who back, Kevin? Move it. Let me do it. See? So maybe there's some jobs that you do that aren't sought out. Well, rightfully so. Praise the Lord. So that they get done. Praise the Lord. So I do it with my might. I do it unto the Lord. I'm instructed every day when I do that. What I found out is I always miss some. No matter, I've not got to the mark where I don't miss any. I've been doing it a while. I do it every day here, but guess what? I always miss some. Hallelujah. I suppose if I stayed out there for 5 or 6 hours, went over 20 or 30 times, but that would be counterproductive. That would be wasteful. But I do go back over there more than once. But guess what? Yeah. And I said to Rose, I guess that's good, so I won't exalt myself. God has ways to keep us humble, you know. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Thank you, Lord. So how wonderful. I heard Brother Marauder read that message about God repenting while I was doing about God repenting. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Things like that. I'm amazed. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Hallelujah. When he started preaching, that was one of the first scriptures he read. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, if you repent, God will repent. He's already humbled himself, so we can humble ourselves. Huh? He's already forsaken all that we can forsake all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He won't forsake you, though. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Amen. So I'll just say that, you know, God's working out his will and good pleasure. And as we yield our members, servants to righteousness, that's the same thing as doing justice and judgment. You understand. If the judge say, sometimes they punish us, non-judicial punishment. They put us on restriction. Extra duty too. If we did well, good for us. But if not, then they'd have to do something else with us. Amen? They put you on restriction, then you are on restriction. You go to the mess hall, you know, go to your job place, go back to your room. Don't go nowhere else. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to the library. Don't go to the club. See? You just go to the necessary place. Amen. If you found somewhere else, you're going to be slammed. Right. Hallelujah. And that's the way correction is. Correction is another chance. You understand that? But we seem to have a problem with correction. You understand? This is God's judgment working. That you did wrong, now do this. And we seem to think, oh, this is so unfair. You mean you're going to make me pick okra? Not make you. You're going to have me do this? Well, that's God's grace, huh? Y'all know that? And God said, now, y'all stop doing that. Repent, turn from. Don't you know that's God's grace? If he tell you, this is what you're doing now, stop it. Huh? Isn't that God's grace? Well, let's not receive God's grace in vain. Hallelujah. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So remember, the righteous judge is judging righteously. And he'll judge everything. He'll bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, even stuff you don't know about. Huh? Whether it be good or whether it be sort of sets us free, huh? We can just serve the Lord. Speak the truth to our neighbor and have no evil imagination against our neighbor. All right? All right. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? All right. Brother Edward, pray for us. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Thank you. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Father God, come before you, Father God, to thank you. Thank you for, I see it as giving us another chance because.
Amen.
For you to tell us these things, for you to show us where we are falling short and where we have sinned, it's another chance. And we have sinned. I have sinned.
Amen.
Father God, we've erred in flesh, we've erred in spirit. Lord God, you brought us out here into the wilderness to see what was in our hearts, to serve you, to worship you. And, oh, God, the truth is, whether we acknowledge it or not, we have gone after our covetousness. We've lusted after evil things. We've complained. We've murmured against Moses.
Have mercy, Lord.
And we've had the audacity to ask you such a foolish question as, have you brought us out here to die? Simply because you give us the opportunity and the grace and the privilege to serve you in the wilderness, we consider that an inconvenience. What a wickedness. What a wickedness. You brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Lord God, you loved us. You guided us all along the way. You've given us a pillar of cloud by night and fire by night. I mean, by day and fire by night. You led us through this wilderness all the way.
Hallelujah.
So what should we have to complain about? And truly, you have given us, you have actually, in all of that, you've punished us less than our iniquities deserve.
That's the truth, Lord.
So, Father God, we owe you nothing but worship and praise.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, I pray you forgive me. Forgive us.
Forgive, Lord.
And Father God, may these words not just fall to the ground. And may we esteem these words highly, Lord God, to where we would put on sackcloth and we repent. And I thank you, Father God, because we cannot repent unless you give it to us.
Truth, Lord.
No matter how wicked we are, we still need you to give us a space.
Yes, Lord.
And I count this right now as space.
Amen.
Father God, you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, Lord God. We don't need anything else except what you've already given us. So, Father God, and your riches are not of this earth. Yes, Lord. So as I pray right now as I pray every day to you, Lord God. I don't have anything, nothing to you, Lord God, do I bring. Simply Hallelujah. To the cross. To the cross I cling.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all I have, Lord. I have nothing to offer, Lord God. Except now to present my body. And I thank you for that. Help us all, Father God, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to acknowledge the truth, to speak truth to our neighbor, Lord God, and to turn from our idols Lord God, as you did at the first, Lord, when you drew us and we came to you, Lord God, you said, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And Lord, when we did that, the things of this world grew strangely dim. Strangely dim. We didn't care about any of it anymore.
Hallelujah.
What a miraculous work. What a miraculous work. Well, Lord, you're still in that business. You're still in that business of making the world grow strangely dim to your people. If we would only desire that, Lord. And Lord God, we desire that. We desire it, Lord. Turn us again, Lord. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved, O God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for bringing us up out of this world. Thank you for bringing us up out of the land of Egypt. Thank you for giving us brothers and sisters, Lord, to dwell together with in unity, to endeavor to keep that spirit of you. Father God, forgive us.
Forgive us, Lord.
Forgive us, for we have even said in our hearts, the Lord delayeth his coming.
Forgive us, Lord.
And we began to smite one another. Yes, we have. Speak the truth to thy neighbor. We have, Lord. We've done it. We murmured, we've complained, we bickered, we fought, we fight. Silly, stupid, ignorant stuff that has no eternal value at all.
True, Lord.
And yet we have all things. We have the, whoo, our line has fallen in pleasant places.
Thank you, Lord.
So we are the last ones on earth, Lord God, that should be discontent or disgruntled. My God, forgive me. Lord, have mercy. You've done so much for us, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. So much, God. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Woo! So, Lord God, may we purpose today to not come in this dining hall, not leave this dining hall the way we came, and set our affection, singular, to set our affection on things above and not on things of this earth. For that we need your grace, and we have your grace, and your grace is sufficient. So we thank you for it, Father God. And thank you for a constant, every breath.
Thank you, Lord.
You give us, we have space to repent. And it's an all day, all night, every day, every night deal. Where we walk, we repent all day and every day. We walk in a state of repentance, constant repentance. Repentance that, yes, Lord, we agree with you. We repent that you made man. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for loving us anyway. You knew all these things before you made us. And so for that, God, because of that, you've given us great grace and great mercy. And we thank you for it, Father. And we pray not to receive that grace in vain. We bless you in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. So in the preaching of the word, you know, we should, if you hear what the Spirit said, we just speak it from the perspective of God, from his perspective. Because the things that we do, the way we look at them, they're not so bad. They're all right. But understand, the word of the Lord tells you exactly how they look. And how God is displeased with. We need to receive that into our hearts and turn Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's what Job said when his wife said, well, you know, this God, you think this is God? Huh? So look at all this is going on. Man, you ought to just curse him and die. Job said, man, you talk like a foolish woman. Should not we receive this good from the Lord? Why not receive this evil? Job was a perfect man, upright man. Now, what we seem to think is any little a bump in the road, any little tribulation, any little affliction, God has done us wrong. Yeah, it's in our spirit. Absolutely. We're complaining. Anything, everything. And we don't understand how unrighteous that is. You know, you're murmuring and complaining. Yeah, it exceeds the sin that you're trying to talk about your neighbor. It doesn't glorify God. It doesn't tell of the great things that he's done. Yeah, our conversation should be about the good that God has done, how great God is. Hallelujah. Let us sing of the mercies of the Lord. Declare his righteousness in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. Yeah, tell how good God is. You know he's good? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be in the Lord's service. Sister Diane Johnson, she's a good example. She shows every day how glad she is. Huh? Let's follow her example. Hallelujah. She makes herself available. She's like Brother Walter. She's always there to help in some fashion. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah, there are good examples in our midst. There are others that are not good examples. Huh? Understand. There are others that are not. God requires it of you. Huh? Now, there was a bunch here. And here was their counsel to Marie. She testified. I heard her testimony. She said they would say, now, you be careful, man. If you let them, they'll wear you out.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And we have that kind of spirit around here. Yeah. You be careful. This is what they told her. She hadn't been here so long. Right. Imagine that.
Right.
You've been here and then somebody come and this is the counsel you give them.
Right.
You better watch them.
Right.
They'll wear you out. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Huh? If you got that mindset, you a lie. Come on. Nobody gonna wear you out. Huh? Praise the Lord. It should be in your heart, all that I can do for God. Now, this is how Walter and Diane does. They're not the only ones. I've done too much. And some of us, we keep tally, man. I've done this and I've done that, and I can't do nothing else. I met my quota today. This is just not a good attitude. This is a wicked heart. Just understand that. As long as you know, it's not about the stuff, not about the object. It's about your heart. Huh? We should be falling down to do whatever we can for God, for his service. If we think us just doing what we want to do is serving God, we're fools. You know, the things that we like to do, we do, and that's not serving God. So repent. Turn from your evil ways. All right? Give God the glory. Thank him for saving you. Yeah. Show him that you appreciate being saved. Hallelujah. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming. As he said.